You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
June the 29th, 2021, President Biden and the First Lady will travel to Surfside, Florida, Thursday. That's, of course, where that collapse of that beachfront condo happened last week. 11 confirmed dead, 150 or so still unaccounted for. White House not giving any full details of this trip, but they're apparently going to visit the site of the collapse. Now, keep in mind that whenever the president, be it Biden, Trump, Obama, show up at an event like this, you have to take a lot of resources to make sure they are in a secure environment, getting them there, motorcade, things of this nature. So a lot of resources might be used to help in some fashion, either with rescue or at some point recovery. They're all strained. They're already being strained. But as we've said before, folks often want to see the leader of their state, or in this case, the country, at the scene, as if being there will change anything. It won't change anything. There's already been an emergency disaster declaration, federal assistance already ordered to help. But yeah, there'd been some crying out that, where's Biden? He should be here, and pointing out in their words that if Trump were still in office and he'd taken this long to be here, they'd be calling for his head because he's ignoring it. But they're not doing it against Biden. They're going to give him time. I will stress to you, I don't care who the president is, when they show up, it is taking resources away. They got to keep that in mind. Remember when Bush flew over Katrina, over New Orleans, and he got chastised? Oh, you saw it from 10,000 feet. Big deal. Gun down here on the ground. Well, if he had landed, there's going to, again, pull resources away. Still, we like to see our president and or our governor, depending on the situation, show up at such events. But I think here's something that does need to be absolutely shut down, and I wish Biden would make a remark, but he's not going to. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, we had an extensive piece from her the other day, and being questioned by Senator Kennedy of Louisiana, and she's talking about how climate change, it was going to be important for our world. And he said, well, can you justify any money that we're going to be spending? And the answer was no. You know what she's now saying? This is over the top. She is suggesting, here it is. She's suggesting that maybe changing climate played a role in that building collapse. Kind of ghoulish. I think so. The U.S. Supreme Court nearing the end of its term, and it did rule that illegal immigrants who re-entered the U.S. without authorization after already being deported are not entitled to bond hearings. 6-3 split between the conservatives and liberal justices. Now, keep in mind, as the court begins to wrap up, many of the Democrats are waiting, hopefully, for Judge Breyer to announce that I'm not going to return. I'm done. This is my last time. They're hoping he'll give it up so Biden can appoint someone. He doesn't seem to be indicating he's going to do that. Now, we've got a Republican in Oklahoma, a state senator in Oklahoma, that filed a bill that says, I want the legal minimum wage for constitutional carry lowered to 18. Now, here's something you have to keep in mind. There are 18, 19, and 20-year-olds in our military. They're given automatic weapons in their duties. And I know many 18, 19-year-olds, even 16, 14, that are using deer rifles with permission of parents. They didn't buy it. They're not carrying weapons on them. It's a balancing act again on this Second Amendment. This is one that I'm kind of a little caught on. I mean, I'm all for them being able to go out and involve in hunting and shooting and so forth, but concealed carry at 18, we'll see how it plays out. Illinois Governor Pritzker saying, I want all my citizens of my state, all of my citizens, regardless of your vaccination status, you have to be wearing a mask. We're worried about the Delta variant. He said, I've been vaccinated, but I'm wearing a mask. You should too. In other words, just flat telling you should. Then we got this story out of Florida. 43-year-old Florida man molesting a 10-year-old girl, doused her with bleach trying to destroy the evidence of him touching her and what he did to her, found guilty of 4 felonies, sentenced to life. I'd like to put him into a room we call the father's room. If he gets out of there, then he can serve a life sentence.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone. And Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issues solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
There's no place to hide down here. No place to hide down here. Went to the rock, got on my knees. I heard the angels weep for me. No place to hide down here.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The Democrats are now controlled by the Jihad Squad, led by AOC, the little communist from New York City. That's right. Yeah, lock her up too. That's a good idea. She's not an American. She really doesn't embrace our American ways.
That is not American to say something like that. But Ocasio-Cortez responded to the little communist remark by tweeting. We put this up on screen. First of all, I'm taller. I mean, that is not a bad way to respond, Paul.
Yeah, it's better to just laugh it off. The problem is there could be security implications.
Security implications. You were hearing in the beginning U.S. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, an ally of former President Trump, who's had her problems with fellow Republicans because at one point she had likened COVID-19 masks and vaccinations to the Nazi Holocaust against the Jews. I am one of the ones criticizing her for such a stupid remark. So, yeah, she's got her opposition and opponents, but she was appearing in Ohio with former President Trump at the rally over the weekend and speaking, and the crowd loved her and their Trump supporters, and they were all there, as he was, to supposedly help a congressional candidate win, but of course also to kind of show their response and support still for Trump. Then you heard Jim Acosta, no longer a White House reporter. The moment Biden became president, Acosta was taken off of the White House beat. They put someone else on it because they couldn't have Acosta still there, because he'd have to be badgering and attacking this president like he did Trump, or his bias would be fully exposed, as if it weren't already. So they gave him his own little show. And so now he's got his own little show. And so he was running a clip of Congresswoman Green making those statements. And then the other voice you heard was Paul Begala, a political analyst for CNN and NNN. And what they were both trying to set up and say, what she just said, you know, one, comparing AOC to Hitler, and that AOC's response was just to tweet back, I'm taller, and they kind of laughed, said, yeah, that's probably what they should do, just laugh it off, just kind of laugh it off like it didn't mean anything. But Begala was saying, of course, you have to keep in mind there are security implications by making that kind of statement. How many times have we had members of the left, the progressives, talk about out and out assassinating Trump? And who went to the ball field and verified that Republican congressmen were practicing for that game? And then got his pistol and started firing, opening fire, not just pistol, his rifle, I believe, started shooting once he verified they were all Congress, they were Republicans. A leftist supporter, Bernie Sanders specifically, but you don't blame Bernie for that. I don't. But every group has some little group behind it down the chain that probably is a little fanatical, too much so for the one at the top, but they're still there, and they're kind of hanging on, and they're trying to make hay off of it. But here's Begala saying the very fact that you had Congresswoman Green refer to another member of Congress as being kind of like a little Hitler, how not only how disgusting and obscene, but it might be triggering. It might trigger something.
When she says those very hateful, bigoted things about an American member of Congress, there are security implications, and she should know that now. It's not most, it's not many, but some tiny, tiny fraction of her audience could be deranged and could be inspired to violence. We saw the violence on January 6th, so she knows or should know that she has the capacity to inspire some tiny percentage of her followers to violence. And so she should be much more responsible. She should be ashamed of herself.
Oh, yeah, she should be ashamed of herself. Now, everything Begala said, you could say, okay. But if you're going to call it out like that, you got to call out members of your own party. How often do you do that? Zippo? Zero? Well, maybe occasionally, enough to make them say, well, my bad, let's forget, let's move on. And they do. The hypocrisy, as I've said, is always the breaking point. But he's also suggesting that because she is so far right, and of course she continued to believe that Trump was basically the victim of a lot of cheating, and no way Biden would have got in, and a lot of Republicans, maybe not even hardline Republicans, not even hardline Trumpers, I should say. They still say, I don't know about that last election. But, of course, if you question it, you are committing conspiracy theorist activities. And yet we can still have Hillary Clinton running around saying, well, Trump never would have gotten in except for the Russians. And we can have the Democrats all the time say, yeah, and don't forget that Trump won when he shouldn't have won. They haven't accepted he won. But, of course, they do bring up, as they are going to do as often as they can, the January 6th event at Capitol Hill, when those folks, many thousands, had gathered to hear Trump, and he's saying, okay, let's march to the Capitol, let's let your voices be heard. And there were already some around the Capitol that started pushing past police, assaulting police. That is out of line, not correct, it's wrong. But there were others that walked into the halls of Congress after the doors were open and other people streaming in. They probably didn't know what happened at the front of the line. But they were also considered dangerous and members of a conspiracy to overthrow an insurrection, as they were calling it. Were you aware of what's happening today? Or I should say that happened at the White House the other day? Yet a group of activists, all flanked by Democrat politicians, protesting outside the White House. They were including many activists from the far-left Soros-funded group, the Sunrise Movement. Now, this Sunrise Movement, by the way, they say we are building a movement of young people to stop climate change and create millions of good jobs in the process. And maybe they are building a movement to stop climate change, but where the hell are the millions of jobs? Not one have they come forward and shown us or given to anybody laid off by the Keystone Pipeline shut down by Biden. And they were all protesting, along with the help from several noteworthy Democrats, including Congressman Bowman, Democrat of New York, and, of course, AOC, and Missouri's favorite Democrat congresswoman now. Please don't get sick. I just said it. Cori Bush. They were all there supporting them as they were basically marching to the White House Monday, demanding the Biden administration put climate change initiatives at the forefront, especially with this infrastructure negotiation, and they were going to block every entrance to the White House, and they were going to stay there unless Biden basically bought into their Green New Deal agenda. Would that be insurrection? Would that be insurrection? Now, they did not storm police. They did not throw things. They didn't even carry flags of whatever they wanted to, their Sunrise Movement flag on poles and using to batter police or any of their signs. They didn't do any of that. But the very fact that they're doing that, out there yelling and shouting like that, I'm saying no climate, no deal, does that suggest maybe an insurrection if Biden doesn't step forward? Well, no, of course not, in the minds of the left. And I will agree with them. I call balls and strikes on here. And what they were doing was perfectly legal. First Amendment right of peaceful assembly. You don't have to like their ideas or what they're saying, but they also are guaranteed the First Amendment. When they start throwing bottles, rocks, and things like that, then the things will change. And they have in the past with some of these leftists. But this Sunrise Movement, they didn't do any of that. But they were out there yelling and shouting, and they had a couple members of Congress with them.
Peace and love, everyone. Congressman Bowman here representing New York 16, right outside the One House, hanging out with Sunrise, putting pressure on the Biden administration to go big and bold and visionary for our country and for our future and for our planet. Let's go. Let's get it. Peace and love.
And what we're here to tell them is that you can't break this promise to us anymore. Yeah! They are setting up a world that they won't have to live in. Okay?
Yeah.
That's why this matters. That's why we fight. And you know what? Because of your organizing, because of the million calls you made for Ed Markey, because of the half million calls, because of the hundreds of thousands of calls that you made, and millions when you added up for Jamal Bowman, for myself, for Corey, for Ayanna, for Ilhan.
I'm caught up in that. Wow, that's great. Well, that was AOC at the last, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and she referenced Cori Bush of Missouri, all making an appearance and saying they were angry because Biden was talking about this infrastructure plan he agreed with on a bipartisan group with Democrats and Republicans for about $1 trillion, all the lot of the green stuff that they wanted in and human infrastructure all got wiped out, not going to be part of it. So they were out there demanding, no, you put it back in. Well, Biden ended up saying, you know what? I'm not going to sign the first one if these are not attached. And Republicans said, well, you said you would. So now you're changing? And he's changed again, by the way, folks. He's now saying, oh, no, I said I would, so I will. Well, he's got a lot of members of the left upset, so they're out there demanding and blocking around the White House the other day, yelling NCND. That's no climate, no deal. In other words, no compromise, no excuses, and that's what you heard AOC saying. And again, they had a right to do so. That is part of the peaceful assembly First Amendment. Once again, to the words of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
As a result of your hard work, we've got folks in the Senate, we got folks in the House, not just me, not just like what they like to say as the tiny group of the squad, but not all of that. We have a critical mass of people saying, okay, no climate,
no deal!
Well, Biden got the word, but while he did back off for a while, he's back on the other route. And in fact, he is making trips around the U.S., today in Wisconsin, at La Crosse Regional Airport, again pushing the $1 trillion infrastructure plan that Republicans were able to agree with some of the Democrats. He's still not signing off on all the rest of it. They want another $6 trillion or something like that thrown into it. The American public won't take it, and Biden realized, I don't think I could sell it anyway. And one Republican congressman, Andy Biggs, Republican of Arizona, said even the $1 trillion bill, he said the infrastructure to Democrats is a 5-lane highway to socialism. He's got that right. Coming up, let's update what's happening in Florida with that condo, and President Biden and the First Lady will be visiting, as I mentioned in news and commentary at the top. And are they learning anything new about what happened? Or is it too early? Stand by.
Is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So again, in Surfside, Florida, they are continuing to go through the damage that happened to this facility. Pardon me. And while they're doing this and looking for possible survivors, it is still at this point a search and rescue operation. Everyone's acknowledging that, you know, with each passing hour, it's going to change from a rescue operation to a recovery operation. 150 or so still missing, 11 confirmed dead. Hundreds of firefighters and other first responders, and also from other countries, Mexico, which has teams that have dealt with earthquakes and major collapses like this, Israel. Other parts of the world have sent their teams in, some bringing canines that can sniff for life and see if they can find anyone under there. They're listening for anything from time to time. Occasionally you hear some tapping and other noises, but they don't know if that's man-made or just some of the rubble shifting. And some experts say, well, it's possible. We've known that we've had people found alive weeks after something like this happened, as long as they have oxygen and they have some water. They can go without the food, but they're going to need the water, and of course they're going to need oxygen. In fact, I would remind you that from the disaster of the World Trade Center, 9/11, 20 were rescued from that. They had a 7-point quake in Haiti at one point, and one man survived for 2 weeks. But as I say, with each passing hour, the concern is we're not going to get anyone else out. And in the meantime, of course, the investigation's already underway as to what might have caused it. There is a letter that was written last April by the president of the board of the condo association. He wrote to the resident saying, we're going to need millions of dollars in assessments to fix this building. He said concrete damage observed in that 40-year-old building could multiply over the years, already observable damage in the garage getting worse over the years. Now, no one is saying that that is part of what happened, but obviously something didn't hold. And whether it's going to be linked to the salt air getting to some of the beams and they weren't properly protected. But the disgusting part is you've got Biden's director of climate suggesting, well, maybe climate change is to blame. And also in the midst of this comes a story of a man who could have been in that building that night when it all happened. He said, I lived there. I was going to go home, but my girlfriend said, no, stay with me tonight. And he said, I did, and it saved my life because his apartment was one of those that went down. And one woman we told you about yesterday called her husband in New York about 1:30 in the morning, basically saying she's on the balcony. She said, I just saw the pool disappear. Well, apparently the pool was over part of the parking garage. And at the parking garage, that's what they're considering now. They don't know for a fact. If structures inside the garage failed, then the pool went into the sinkhole. That, in turn, pulled out some of the platform for the building, and there it went. But that's all speculation still at this point. Hopefully, they'll still find some alive. Coming up, the fight against critical race theory teaching in our schools. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable. But we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around under 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed and at the same time will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler is still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER, or you can check their website. Rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, Rottler Pest Solutions, Rottler.com.
I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
When you talk about critical race theory, which is pretty much going to be teaching kids how to hate each other, how to dislike each other, that's pretty much what it's going to, that's pretty much, I don't care what you say, it's pretty much what it's going to all come down to. You're going to deliberately teach kids, this white kid right here got it better than you because he white? You're going to purposely tell a white kid, oh, the black people are all down and suppressed. How do I have 2 medical degrees if I'm sitting here oppressed? How do I get, first of all, sign up. We've only got 5 minutes now. 5 minutes. 2 medical degrees. No mom, no dad in the house. Worked my way through college. Sat there and hustled my butt off to get through college. You going to tell me somebody that looked like all y'all white folks kept me from doing that? Are you serious?
Those are the remarks that we've had on previously. That's Ty Smith, a black Illinois father, ranting against critical race theory at a local school board meeting. That was last week. He said, I'm still not backing down, but he said, I see a lot of the left trying to discredit me now. They're trying to come out and say I don't really exist to some extent. He's referring specifically because at one point in his remarks, and you could call it a rant, tirade, he was obviously passionate about it. He is a black radio, conservative radio host, but also had mentioned that he had 2 medical degrees. Well, of course, many were saying 2 medical degrees. Well, he appeared on Fox with Stuart Varney, and Varney did ask him about that. You have 2 medical degrees? And his answer was, yes, sir, and their background is in therapy and orthopedics. He said, but they're just got the folks on the left spinning whatever stories they can. He said, it seems like they want to focus on that I really have no degrees, I don't have a wife, I don't have any sons, I'm not a musician, I'm not a minister, I'm some actor placed there by the Republican Party. Turns out that I'm Candace Owens' brother. He's talking about, of course, the backlash because he dared speak out, especially as a black man, against critical race theory. And as he was saying, you can't blame everything on some white kid sitting there that you don't get somewhere. He said, that didn't keep me from doing anything. It shouldn't keep anyone. Now, let's again take a balanced look at this. There are numerous and documented cases where, yes, racism in schools and other areas have contributed to especially those of color, especially black, not getting a proper education, even if they were in there trying. And then to the extent where they can't do it anymore because it's just hopeless, and so they end up dropping out of school. And our teachers who are trying their best, but the environment itself becomes so threatening, they leave. So they end up with some of the worst teachers at some of those schools, and they're just basically drawing a check. They're not doing their job. And there are hundreds, thousands, and more of good teachers out there in some of these same difficult situations that are persevering because they do believe in educating all people of all colors. And the biggest push that we're seeing now is that, as we've seen at the universities, in Harvard and other Ivy League schools, that you're letting too many Asians in. You against yellow people? No, you're letting too many Asians in. Well, maybe it's because they're scoring higher on the test. Maybe they're doing better than either white, brown, yellow, or red, or black. What difference? They're putting the work in, maybe. But critical race theory, as described by a contributor for the New York Post, is all part of the woke agenda, and parents should fight against it. They should fight against any attempt to indoctrinate kids in school, because all they're doing in critical race theory is dividing our kids and having white kids feel guilty about something they never did. And don't think it can't happen. If it can happen at the corporate level, where you can have major corporations suddenly giving money to whatever group that comes along and says, hey, you're not being fair. You're not woke. Well, they're going to put the money up. Well, whatever you want us to do, we're going to do it, because we don't want to be labeled that way. But again, Ty Smith and his rant, rage, however you want to call it, the other day, was speaking what's important to him and what he's seen in his life. So again, he did appear on Fox Business News with Stuart Varney.
Millions of people have seen what you were saying there. I want to know, what impact did it have? Was there any progress made in your local school board? Have you made any progress after your speech?
Oh, absolutely. There's been a huge amount of people from the community and from pretty much all over the world sending me emails, showing great support, saying thanks for standing up for our children. Thanks for being courageous and bold. And thanks for just pretty much telling the truth. And in our community, as far as that school board meeting goes, from what I'm told, they canceled the next three school board meetings.
Now, again, that's his statement. I don't know if anyone's actually checked it out. But, yeah, the meeting did not go well for the board members because it brought a lot of heat on them. And later they were trying to say, well, we weren't really going to do it. I mean, we're just considering. Well, again, Smith in his clothes said everything.
I'm in the hood. I'm in the communities. I'm out there with folks in their face. I've been doing stuff since I was 18 years old, talking to black folks. You know what? None of them are buying this nonsense. None of them are. But if you want to implement this into the school system, I guarantee you to the day that I die, I'm going to be the very person right there debunking stuff, tearing stuff down, letting them know they can do exactly what I did and get exactly where I am by putting themselves to work and getting there. And ain't not one white person ever going to keep any of them from getting there. So the CRT stuff, BS.
CRT is BS. Well, again, back to the interview he just had with Stuart Varney of Fox Business News about what impact are you actually having?
Can you actually get CRT, critical race theory? Can you get it out of your local school system? Can you do it?
I think that we can. And I think it's going to come down to parents. It's going to have to come down to the parents and really standing up, saying that they don't want this to come. And the thing is that a lot of schools are saying, well, we're not teaching it yet. Well, good. The thing is, we want it to be known that we don't want it there, even if you're even thinking about teaching it.
What was the reaction to you of people who support critical race theory?
I'll give you an example. That's what it was. They had nothing to say because pretty much the lifestyle that I came from, I was the very type of person that they were talking about that was down and suppressed and oppressed and, you know, disproportionate. And for me to be able to come out of that, to work my way through school to get where I am, I just called BS on it. It's nonsense. I can't believe it. That's why I said I can't believe that we're even talking about this, because it is a complete lie. Not one white person or system in place kept me from doing what I did, nor has it kept me from any the kids that I've mentored. It hasn't kept them from graduating and going beyond what the oppressed narrative says we can.
You know, back to the New York Post article I was referring to, I should say column, written by Carol Markowitz, talking about how parents have been pushing back against attempts to have critical race theory pushed into their schools. She pointed out that consider the Anderson School in New York City, one of only five gifted and talented citywide schools, highly sought after by parents. You'd think, given its commitment to rigor, the school would be less susceptible to this woke fever, but you'd think wrong. The school has already spent money on workshops about equity and justice in preparation for the incorporation of these topics in next year's curriculum. They brought in a coach to start teaching teachers how to do it. Well, parents are already concerned and upset over it, and they're basically saying every dollar you spend on this kind of thing with this coach is a dollar not spent on actual instruction. That's why my kids are here, for instruction and education, not indoctrination. Governor DeSantis of Florida, and Governor Abbott of Texas and other red states have said we're not going to allow it to be taught in any of our school districts. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu just signed into law a two-year budget bill, which includes, among many things, a ban on teaching that individuals of a certain race or sex are inherently racist or sexist. Diane, who often listens to this program and has a group of ladies they meet, their book club, they often end up listening to the program. She pointed out that in their meeting the other day, one of the ladies brought in an article about a Dr. Asatar, River City College on Southern California. Asatar is a self-identified communist economics professor. And said, here's this guy trying to peddle things to the kids and that are not any good, that are certainly not education. And the woman who brought it in was taking offense because her mother was only 14 during the Holocaust and survived. And to that extent, the Arizona House has approved a bill that could mandate this. We include changes in laws governing K-12 education in the state of Arizona, and said that schools must also share, in fact, they're required to teach a comparative discussion of political ideologies such as communism and totalitarianism, the conflict with principles in freedom and democracy essential to the founding principles of our nation. In other words, schools are going to have to make sure they also share stories from folks who fled communism and can say, you go down this CRT route, that you're doing exactly what Mao did and other dictators. Fight back at every turn, every turn. Meanwhile, coming up, the state-controlled media needs Trump back. Their ratings are going into the pit.
Podcast of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So what was the mainstream media that existed under Biden, under Trump at the time, because all of them were gaining up with the leftist progressives to, and some Republicans to fight against Trump? The mainstream media putting out fake news on a pretty continuous basis, sometimes called out, sometimes not. Sometimes putting an apology or a correction in, but buried so deep you could never find it. Now being the state-controlled media, since you've got the Democrats controlling both houses of Congress and the White House. And it's not working out well for the state-controlled media when it comes to ratings. And that's the dollars that come in. And that's the money that goes to pay for these anchors like Don Lemon Fruitcake or Chris Cuomo or Anderson Cottonmouth Cooper or all the rest of them at CNN and MSNBC. Take a look at just the lead with Jake Tapper. Now, Jake Tapper had had his program back in April expanded a full hour, got an extra hour. The lead, as it was called. In January, they had all this historic news cycle, the Capitol riot, as they called it. It was a riot. I'm not going to say it wasn't. The inauguration of Biden, of course, lead up to Trump's second impeachment, all that stuff. But Trump's not there anymore. There are Trump supporters. There's a DeSantis that may be on the horizon. They're already trying to tar and feather him that he had something to do with the condo collapse in Florida. But without Trump, they've lost their jousting mate. They need somebody to beat up on. CNN's the lead with Jake Tapper dropping 75% of its audience since January. They averaged 2.8 million viewers in January. From May 31st through June 23rd, they're showing just about 706,000. Now, Tapper, of course, and his show still billed as a balanced newscast, but it's not. If you watch it, it's not. And if you watch any of his tweets, he's not balanced. He's often critical of Republicans, suggesting that he hasn't changed, but Republicans haven't. But you also had to look at what he had to say the night of